What nicknames did you have as a boy for a child who would tell the teacher?
Oh, I don't know in the teacher. No, I think they always called me Puncher when I was little. And the boys around the ranch always called me the Kid. I wore that name till I was 17 years old.
That was pretty common, wasn't it?
I guess, I don't know. I was the only child, just a boy, and had 15, 16 cowboys there all the time. There's always the Kid. That's it. But they thought a lot of it that.
At about 8:15 tonight,
we sat down here and started making a tape.
What did you call a person when you were a boy? A person who would go tell the teacher if someone did
something
wrong. Any other names?
Yeah. I don't think you want it on tape, but I'll tell you something. That stuck with me all my life, too. That's something I'm not bad at, I'll guarantee you.
The dish towel.
The dish towel, it went behind the table.
When you were a boy, if you were going outside and the weather was bad and you weren't dressed for it, and your mother gave you your sweater and she wanted to make sure that you'd wear it, what would she say to you? Now, you take this right now and I want to see you.
Put it on.
And if they're working on the highway and they have their machines out and they pull up the pavement and have it in a stage of disassembly there, you say the road is all.
Yeah, it's messed up. No, it's under construction.
Now, how long have you lived in this house? From what time?
Well, let's see, it's 1949.
That's since 1949? If someone means to do something, and he does it, and somebody says, did he do that accidentally? You might say, no, he didn't do it accidentally, he did that.
On purpose.
Hear that thing whistle?
Yeah.
I sure hate that, because it'll all be in here, and when I put those headphones on, it'll all be right in here.
There's nothing in here. What makes that whistling?
Dry tape.
Oh.
I think that's it. Maybe I have to clean the head, that might be it too. Someone has an apple and you like some, you ask him for it and he goes to give you a piece and you don't want that. You say, no, I don't want a piece, I want the...
I want half of it.
Well, let's say you want the entire apple.
Give it all to me.
The whole apple.
Give it the whole apple. Makes me think of them two niggers eating that apple. One of them didn't have none, one nigger had apple. He said, give me a piece of that apple. No, I said, give me this apple. Well, he said, give me the coal. He said, there ain't gonna be no coal. What do you know?
Reminded me of the story of the two Jewish fellows going past the church, sign up, all converts will receive a $5 bill.
Sure.
One says to the other, Sam, Gwani and get convicted, we'll split.
Yeah, well, sure. Yeah,
you heard this story?
Yeah, I don't know.
That's the trouble with you Jews, always trying to get money from us Christians?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, that tickled me with that. Yeah, that was a good one.